First Baptist Church of Redmond, October 3rd, 2021, Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Look at me, I'm a fool.
Please rise and join me in reading Ecclesiastes 10:1. Dead flies turn a perfumer's oil rancid, so a little foolishness is more potent than wisdom and honor. You may be seated.
We're actually having a sermon about dead flies. That either turns your stomach or you're interested. But we have a sermon on dead flies. And it's to illustrate the point. Look at me, I'm a fool. It's going to demonstrate whether anybody is a fool. So, we all make mistakes. I want to tell you a little story. I think it's a true story. Parked on the side of the road, waiting to catch speeding drivers, a state trooper saw a car puttering along at 22 miles an hour. Thinking the driver was dangerous, the state trooper turned his lights on and pulls the car over. As he approaches the vehicle, the officer notices there are five elderly ladies inside. Two in the front seat, three in the back seat, and surprisingly, they were wide-eyed and white as a ghost. The driver, obviously confused, says, "Officer, I don't understand. I was going the exact speed limit. What seems to be the problem?" The trooper, trying to contain a chuckle, said, lady, you're on North 22. The speed limit isn't 22 miles an hour. 22 is the route number, not the speed limit." A bit embarrassed, the woman grinned, and she thanked the officer for pointing out her error. "Before you go," the officer says, "I have to ask. You're as white as a ghost and shaking. Is everybody in the car okay? These women seem awfully shaken." "Oh," she said, "they'll be all right, sir. We just got off Route 127. That means that she was going 127 miles an hour on the last street. Ha, 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 ha. You have to check your vision. I'll start the Bible exposition. Dead flies turn a perfume or oil rancid, so a little foolishness is more potent than wisdom and honor. Wisdom is sweet like perfume. In Solomon's eyes, wisdom, which he was granted the most wisdom ever, granted to an individual, was his expertise. But it does not take much foolishness to turn things sour, because foolishness, folly, stinks. All it takes is one rash word, one rude remark, one hasty decision, one foolish pleasure, or one angry outburst to spoil everything. As Derek Kidder observes, it is easier to make a stink than to create sweetness. The phrase "dead flies" could mean deadly flies, or literally flies of death. However, the proverb does not focus on their deadlines, but their effects on the perfumed oil. Flies were persistent pests in the ancient Near East. As they land in perfume oil, I missed a Y. as they land in perfumed oil, they became stuck and would die. The dead flies would thus spoil the oil. The process was this. You had a heavy oil, like a cream. Don't think olive oil, but think of a heavier oil like cream that you could use for perfume. A little dab will do you. Oil would be thickened a little bit. And if a fly landed in the thickened oil, it would sink and form a bubble consisting of the dead fly and the odor it would be producing. They would cause a stench that would bubble up and overflow the senses. Wow, I can't imagine a dead fly souffle. The truth is that little things can bring unacceptable results. The life of an otherwise respected individual, that's the point, can be thrown into question. Foolishness can easily ruin a reputation. A wise person's heart directs him towards the right, but the foolish person's heart directs him towards the left. This does not have anything to do with your politics. Literally, it is translated, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, and a fool's heart is at a left hand. In other words, the wise person goes to the right, where it's favored, but the fool goes to the opposite. The right hand was a position of honor. Benjamin was called by Abraham, the son of my right hand, by Jacob. That means he was his favorite son. Benjamin, his name means he was the favorite. He was the preferred son. It speaks of the correct route. Sinister, on the other hand, is from the Latin sinistra, means the left hand. Were any of you left-handed, born left-handed, and your parents made you write with your right hand? Yes, it used to be common because we live in a right-handed world. Jim, what are problems you would face by using your left hand? Yes. Yes. I don't have left-handed scissors, but I have much more control over my left hand. So when I try to cut, I'm not always successful with my scissors. We live in a right-handed world, and sinister has sinister connotations, but it just means your left hand. The verse speaks not of walking, but frequently the New Testament uses walking as a analogy for a manner of life. The verse speaks not of walking, but of the heart's inclination. The heart represents the inner person. Even when the fool walks along the road, his sense is lacking, and he demonstrates to everyone that he is a fool. Now you mention walking. Many people want to know which way to go in life. They were looking for direction. Well, the place to start is by making sure that our heart is in the right place. If our heart is not attuned to God, attuned to seeking after God, how can your heart, your mind, your soul make proper choices? At least that it is leaning in the right direction. Because if it is, we'll end up in the right place on the right road. The second hand of our verse 3 is the source of our sermon title. I'm taking it literally, in which case the fool is always busy telling other people that they are fools by making wrong decisions. He is not saying that he himself is a fool, but rather that everyone else is a fool. This certainly is what fools usually believe. They alone are wise and right, and that everyone else is a fool, which of course is a very foolish thing to think. The fool. There's characteristics of the fool in the Old Testament. Speaks loudly. We've seen that in Ecclesiastes. The fool behaves arrogantly. We've seen that in Ecclesiastes. Ignores others. We've seen that in Ecclesiastes. And rebels against spiritual things. If the ruler's temper rises against you, do not abandon your place, because composure puts great offenses at rest. This verse brings to mind prior words regarding wise behavior as leadership. Solomon advises remaining calm, collected, even when a leader expresses or displays his anger. Do not abandon is the first of only three direct instructions or commands in this chapter. Verse 20 says twice, do not curse. All three are in the negative. I think this verse suggests avoiding self-inflicted damage, causing trouble for ourselves. Solomon tells how to deal with an unwise boss. It probably means, don't you quit your job in a fit of anger. Ecclesiastes 8:3 said, don't be in a hurry to leave the king's service. Don't take part in something evil, because he can do whatever he pleases. The Living Bible, I don't often quote the Living Bible, but it's dead on right in my perspective. The Living Bible says, a quiet spirit will quiet his bad temper. What am I going to say? What have I said before? Life is like what? A tapestry that we see from the wrong side. And I'm bringing it up because Dennis the Menace said the same thing. If heaven is that pretty on the bottom, think how it must look on the top. For us, don't make a stink, haha, with your conduct. The verse 1 is talking about our actions. And don't make something foolish. Don't make a stink out of what you do, because you torpedo yourself. Have a heart after God. Verse 2 speaks about seeking God, seeking Him with the whole heart. Don't be a fool by denying what God says, and quiet your opposition by quieting your anger. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes have much to say about angry people. As a matter of fact, the book of Proverbs tells you to not even be close to, be friends with an angry person, because you'll just have trouble. I wanted to share with you a warning for fools, a warning for foolishness. The following warnings are found on consumer products even today. If you look at a Duraflame log, it says, caution, risk of fire. Many Batman costumes for children have the same thing. They say the following. Warning, cape does not enable user to fly. There's many hair coloring products. I don't need them. But it's found on a bottle of hair coloring. Quote, do not use as an ice cream topping. I can't imagine why that occurs, but yeah. On a cardboard sun shield for a car, quote, do not drive with sun shield in place. And my favorite one, is found on a portable stroller like this. Caution, remove infant before folding for storage. I've never done that. I have not asked if anybody else has, but the screaming will tell you, yes, yes, yeah. You know what? I'd add a third. I'd add a sixth. Do not ignore God. Because foolish living, the foolish said in his heart, there is no God, and acts accordingly. Foolish living is characterized by ignoring God. Don't ignore God. Seek his face, seek his truth, and seek his word.